This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program that is a bit of an experimental episode tonight. What we're doing is we're doing something we've done before, but not in this way. So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at Forkfest this year over the summertime, we spent 2 weeks where we pre-recorded the show. And that's because we were on a campground and there's no meaningful internet connection and we don't want to be sitting there at 7 o'clock at night swarmed by mosquitoes. It's a lot easier for us when we're on the campground to do a pre-recorded show. We can still interact with people that are at the campground and that sort of thing. And we had a lot of fun. In fact, if you didn't go to ForkFest, we'll tell you more about that later on in the show tonight. You can learn about how you can attend ForkFest 2021 so you don't miss that. Presuming there's anything at all else to do in that year, which is one of the topics we covered last night on the show, how so many events have been canceled here in 2020 and we got into Burning Man. And in fact, the reason why we're talking about all that right now is because, well, we just finished doing that show, you and I, Nobody. It's actually Thursday.
It's true.
As we're recording this, because we're recording this episode of the show. And what makes it...
and work from my laptop just about anywhere for the most part.
Well, I don't know how relaxed you are. You've got a lot of responsibility. Occasion there at Think Penguin.
It can be. It can be. I mean, there's certainly work to be done, but you know, it's not like I have to be there at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day.
Right, you know. And you haven't had government bureaucrats coming in threatening you over
no,
the last.
No, that's one of the good things
months.
About not opening a retail brick and mortar retail establishment
right.
as opposed to just doing online operation.
Yeah, they don't know where to find you.
They know where to find me, but they're not. Yeah, it's not. It's not.
They're
the
not demanding
where,
a health code permit, business license, at least in the city of
well,
Keene. Business license, and you don't need one.
Is,
you're a home-based business.
There is. Well, we have no. There, Yeah, no, there's definitely still paperwork, a lot of paperwork for different.
Sure,
for different
but you're not getting it from the city of Keene, right?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay. Fair enough. I can tell you this. I've never had them send me anything over running a radio show out of this house.
I expect them to in most cases. It kind of depends on the size of the business. It depends on whether it's commercial space or residential space. It depends on a lot of different things.
Well, if they've got questions, I'm not going to answer them.
So, yeah, I mean, so if you're operating out of a residential complex, a business, and mm-hmm. it's kind of large and you have, like, a lot of business coming to the building.
Yeah, they do have restrictions on that. That's true.
It becomes a problem.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. They do have a restriction saying that you're only allowed to have, like, 10 cars a day or something come into your house or something. There's some arbitrary number like that.
There's definitely restrictions, and that's one of the things. It's like, if you... And it's actually kind of interesting because now they're telling you you have to work from home in a lot of cases.
Right.
So it's like, well, okay, how do I do that and at the same time continue operating? I guess you don't.
Well, if you're a restaurant, you don't, because usually the government all around the country prohibit in-home restaurants. It's just not you can't even get a permit.
Yeah, during
normal times.
Yeah.
But now it's, of course, even worse because if you want to try to run a restaurant, then there's all these arbitrary diktats that are being shoved down your throat by the governors of the various states.
Are those like tater tots?
No, they're much worse. In this case, the owners of a New Hampshire restaurant have decided to close their doors rather than abide by a mask mandate. The story coming from apparently MSN.com. Joe Bodge and Doreen Heselton closed Rosslyn Homemade Ice Cream Breakfast and Lunch in Epping, New Hampshire on Sunday. A sign up on their door now reads, "What happened to Live Free or Die?" The owner of the business, Joe Bodge, said, quote, "I have decided, and I'll be honest with you, the sheer volume of my customers and people supporting me believe the same thing. We can either exist in fear and hope not to die, or we can live knowing eventually we're all going to die." And I think he's absolutely right about that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain amount of risk that you kind of take every day that you
absolutely
go out there. And if you allow, certainly there might be a little bit more risk today than there was yesterday. But there's always going to be risk. And it's not to the degree that you need to shut down everything. We have we have heart disease, and while I know people are going
to
say, "Well,
I'm sorry to hear that."
No. I don't have heart disease.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying heart disease is one of the leading cause deaths in the United States, but it's still twice. There's going to be twice as many people who die just from heart disease as from COVID. So to shut down the economy over it doesn't make any sense.
Sure. And then you get all these people that are, still smoking cigarettes while wearing a mask or whatever.
Right. And, I mean, it's like, if you shut the economy down, and people aren't going to work anymore, you also you probably are going to see a decrease in car deaths as well. But we could have done that before, COVID. So,
And you may see an increase in suicides. You may see an increase in drug addiction.
Sure. And that's why it's kind of misleading to say, oh, we're going to save some lives. Because you're not taking into account the lives also that are going to end up being lost from suicides as a result of people.
And they don't care about those people.
Emotional problems.
And they don't care.
Most people have.
Because we brought that up months ago on this show. And the people who are all kinds of, into the whole COVID crackdown, restrictions on freedom, those people, when you bring up suicides, when you bring up drug addiction, they just brush those people away as though they mean nothing. They say, oh, well, they chose to kill themselves.
People don't understand statistics and they don't understand numbers.
No, they don't care. They don't have they don't have any empathy for those people. They only care about the poor, innocent people who accidentally come down with COVID and then maybe have their life shortened because of that. When you bring up the suicides, they just don't care. They're like, oh, well, they chose that. So therefore, those deaths don't matter to them.
Well, if you take all the joy out of life, what's left to choose?
Great point.
You've taken away all of their choices.
Right.
And they choose the one thing that they have left that isn't too painful.
Yeah, if you want to have joy in your life, you usually have to have and accept some risk. Because most of the things that, bring amusement or fun or whatever, or get you to the fun places, involve risk.
I mean, isn't that almost everything?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you have to get into your car, or you have to get
highly
into the
risky
train, or you have to get into the bus, or whatever it is that you take in order to get out of your house.
Yep. if you can even make it out of your house. If you get out of your bed, but yet you slip and fall in the bathroom, right?
Showers like, are one of the most dangerous places in the house.
Yeah,
you're right. I mean, just getting out of bed is dangerous.
That's
right. Should we ban showers?
But if you don't get out of bed, then you're going to start getting bed sores. So you can't stay in bed all the time.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Bed sores hurt.
So, like, you know, it's just the paranoia, the fear, it's just so sad. And that's what Bodge is onto here, pointing out that you either live in a state of fear or you live in a state of as much
news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. We're talking about a restaurant shutting down entirely rather than obey the arbitrary diktats of the mask fear-mongers at the state government here in New Hampshire. Of course, things like this are happening all across the country with, you know, restaurants and other businesses being targeted by these goody-two-shoes, these people that think they're doing good, but that ultimately are infringing upon the individual's right to run their business how they want and the customer's right to choose to go to businesses who are doing things the way they want to do them. Instead, it's just a bunch of bureaucrats who think they know what's best, and they're going to force you to do it, or else. We'll continue with the story here in just a moment, but I do want to say thanks to Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Larry in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
How you doing now?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about the COVID mask. Our city is giving these masks out, you know, with the city logo on them, and it says clearly right on the back. Hello?
I'm right here, right here.
It says clearly on the back of this package they arrived in, company makes no representation nor any warranties of any kind, whether expressed or implied, that the product prevents infections or the transmissions of viruses or diseases of any kind, and is intended only for use by the general public and consumers. Now, this is not a medical device, and it's not meant to take the place of an N9 mask. It is, nor is it intended for medical use. Now, see,
that's correct.
This confirms what I think. They are trying to see how far they can go. Remember back when I told you when it first started out how far they were going, how they would shift the burden? Well, some way, mayor in Fort Wayne today was talking about, he was just on the radio at a press conference cussing his people out in his city because the COVID rates were going up and blaming them for everything that was going on and promised a crackdown. So, you know.
Okay, hold on. So the mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana, was cussing out the people of Fort Wayne?
Yeah, he was. He was rebuking them. This could be come down if you would just do right and wear your
mask. Do what we say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that next comes, first, it's polite exclusion, then vicious murder. It's leading to that, and people are going to go obediently to do whatever they say after they get you in deep enough by promising you money. I know in the black community, they're hanging up on the promises of another COVID check, most of the churches and everybody else. But, you know, a lot of people in my community are on government assistance, right? So they're waiting for more government assistance. And then the ones that are retired or that have pensions, sure, they want the economy to be closed down because it's just some kind of a hate going on there. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to figure it out. But
you say there's some kind of hate going on?
Some black-on-black crime.
Hmm.
You remember I always talked about Martin Luther King and what he done to destroy people. Well, you know, that was a faction of those people through affirmative action and some of the benefits of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 escaped poverty, and began to look down on the ones they left behind and throw subterfuge at them and do anything they can to hold them down and sustain them.
Well, there's always infighting in any group.
Yeah,
and people are never going to get along with one another. The best thing they can do is just separate themselves and try to have as good of a life wherever they can.
I know, but I'm going to call it like I see it.
Well, that's all you can do, Larry, and I appreciate the call tonight. You know, it is insane out there. And, again, this restaurant up in New Hampshire that's been targeted was targeted because of one of their customers who called.
Why didn't they just stop going?
Yeah. Because they want to force their will on others.
What I want to know is if we have to protect everybody, right, why haven't we banned peanuts?
You know,
ooh,
there's
lots dangerous.
Of people with peanut allergies.
Yeah, you never
there.
Know where they're going to show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, it could kill you. You know, somebody just walking down the street mm-hmm. with a bag of peanuts, it might end up with somebody dying.
Don't give them any ideas, Chris. Before you know it, they'll mandate that all fun foods get banned, too. All, you know, fried foods.
Well, didn't they already try to do that in New York? They put a tax on anything with sugar in it, right?
They did. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was New York, but there have been sugar taxes.
Yeah, like New York City places. And a bunch of other places.
Actually, I can see the protest now standing there with big bags of peanuts saying, ban these nuts.
Yeah. Let's continue with
they're
your calls.
They're not nuts, though. They're legumes.
Good point. We got Dave on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that I'm doing to prep for the election.
All right.
And hope that it may inspire other people to do some of the same things and share some of my experiences.
I've heard some people are buying guns and ammunition.
Yeah, that's
a good start.
I already had those. I already had those. So what I really started doing this, some of this in March, but I've sort of started to become a little bit of a hunter-gatherer. Not so much hunting as gathering. So I eat dandelions now, and I learned that maple leaves are edible. I've like collected this. You know, got the three pillowcases full of dried maple leaves now. So that doesn't.
You might have gone overboard.
That doesn't. Well, maybe, but that doesn't take anything out of the. It doesn't put any stress on the current shortages. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of people gathering up maple leaves.
Yeah,
so
right.
You can probably get as many of those as you want. Come on by my house.
One thing that has happened, however, is in our neighborhood, we have collected a huge list of all the different things that everyone in the neighborhood knows is edible and that grows in the neighborhood. And that's where I learned about the maple leaves. And there's a list, you know, we have like a list of 12, 13 plants long that are commonly found in the neighborhood. I'm gradually going through that, learning how to identify them and testing them out, seeing how my stomach reacts to them. So
and this has to do with the election what?
Oh, yeah. Well, just because there's a possibility of unrest after the election that could get pretty ugly. And that could result in more shortages. It's not like shortages are sci-fi, right? We've already had those.
Yeah, we had a toilet paper shortage earlier this year. There was a meat shortage.
I should definitely go buy more toilet paper before the election.
We're having the other thing I did that I think might bring neighbors a little closer together is we're just going to have a yard sale. You know, it's not very advanced, but the more it's really, you know, it's rocket science sometimes getting to know your neighbors in the United States because it's, you know, you have to walk past just the right time when they're in just the right spot. And you don't have their email address, you don't have their phone number.
Right.
It takes time to get all that stuff. And so a yard sale is one way to make it better.
Yeah, you can have people cross-pollinating from one property to another, give them the excuse to go and meet the neighbors. It's kind of a neat idea.
I like the idea of, like, you know, being friendly with your neighbor, but I'm afraid to actually meet my neighbors because I think I'm going to want to use that gun that I purchased the other
to defend yourself, you mean.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Dave, for the
crazy
call. I appreciate it, man. It's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We got more on the way here about this restaurant. They're shutting down rather than obey the mask mandate, which is it even a mandate? Is guidance the same thing as a mandate? Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the most stunning moments last night was when Joe Biden admitted that he wants to abolish the oil industry. That wasn't too good.
President Trump at the first of his two campaign rallies in Florida on Friday. the president referring to the fact that on Thursday, the former vice president said he would eliminate fossil fuels. Biden, also hitting the campaign trail in Wilmington, Delaware, says without proof, President Trump has waved the white flag in fighting this pandemic.
He's given up. He's quit on you. He's quit on your family. He's quit on America. He just wants us to grow numb and resign to the horrors of this death toll and the pain it's causing so many Americans.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow finishing down 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United States is setting a record for coronavirus cases. Health officials confirmed just over 77,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday. That's the most ever in one day. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next four or five months where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse.
The FDA is approving remdesivir as a treatment for COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
President Donald Trump used the drug when he was diagnosed with COVID-19 and recovered rather quickly. As mortality rates over COVID-19 continue to dissipate in America, the FDA has approved the antiviral remdesivir. Gilead, the drug maker, said the FDA approval was based on data that showed the drug cut hospitalizations by 5 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. We have open phones, as we always do. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Matrix chat server is also available to you over at chat.lrn.fm. Those are the instructions that you'll need to get connected to the Matrix server. They're fairly simple. Just make sure you follow them step by step. That's chat.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin, it's hot right now. People are talking about
it. Super hot.
Yeah, what, over? Is it still over 13,000 today, or did it slip a little bit?
You know, I don't know. It was. I was looking at prices at over 1,400, but
14,000, you mean?
Yeah, 14,000.
I don't see that.
I don't think that's actually what it is. So.
No, it's still floating at about 13,000 right now.
I think the numbers I was looking at were just off for some reason.
Yeah, no, the highest this week was 13,200 some. It's right now at about 12,960.
There are different exchanges with different price points. So,
but not that different. You're not going to see a $1,000 price difference,
maybe,
likely.
Maybe not.
Well, you will if you're looking at, say, localbitcoins.com.
I'm thinking you might have at certain points in other countries too. So,
oh yeah, well, if there's a closed marketplace, then then they may have a higher rate. But anyway, it's still pretty unprecedented. It's doing very, very well, and people have been talking about it. So if you want to take the time to learn about it, you should go to Bitcoin.com. They can help you with that. There's a getting started area. You can watch a 2-3 minute long video and get the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And why not start now? Because you know you're not getting any younger. And cryptocurrency isn't going away likely anytime soon. So go ahead and take a few moments out of your life and learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. We were telling you about a disturbing story and one that may have been told a number of times, but yet it hasn't been told on this show in this way. Yeah, we've seen restaurants shutting down, but usually that's just because they don't have any business anymore. Or they don't have enough business to, keep the lights on. So they have to close. In this case, this restaurant would have loved to have continued doing business, but there's this arbitrary mask mandate that one of their customers complained because the owners and employees weren't wearing masks, and their customers weren't being forced to wear masks. So they complained to the government bureaucracy here in New Hampshire, and the Attorney General's office called up the restaurant and inquired about if they were not wearing masks. And the owner of the restaurant, co-owner is Joe Bodge. Mr. Bodge said to the bureaucrat, "Ma'am, as a matter of fact, you are correct." And then there was a pause, and she said, "So you're not denying it?" And I said, "We are mask-free here," he said.
Wow. That's why they got the fine.
The official
you can get him to reopen in Keene.
Yeah.
The official told Bodge that they wouldn't need to investigate. Well, Keene has a mask mandate, too. So, I mean, he's...
But he has the balls to stand up again.
Yeah, we need more businesses standing up.
Well, he partially has the balls, right? Like, he was refusing to wear the masks, and then when the government came in, he closed his business. The official told Bodge that they wouldn't need to investigate if he was readily admitting to not wearing masks at Rosslyn. So, he made it so they didn't actually have to send agents down and check on it, and that he would have until Monday to comply with the mandate, or the state would pull the restaurant's license to operate, according to Bodge. Rather than abide by the mandate or have the state close their doors, Bodge and Heselton, the owners, decided they'd close themselves down until they could reopen without masks. So, I'm not going to call that making a stand, necessarily. Crumbling under pressure.
I don't know if I'd call it crumbling. Crumbling would be doing what you're told.
Yeah.
You have a right to take your ball and go home.
Yeah. You also
have a right to just run your business.
They could have continued to wear the masks, and they could have.
I think it's worth praising him for getting to the point where he was in the first place and not wearing and requiring these masks, but I'm not going to call it a big stand here, in this case. You didn't really make a stand. If you wanted to make a stand, you'd have been like, F you, bureaucrats, hung up the phone, got some video cameras installed on the premises if you didn't already have it, put a charged camera up by the cash register, and wait, because they're coming. You know they're going to come in, and they're going to try to threaten you, and sure. So then you start recording, and you get them on the record. So there was like a local business. There's a local business here in town, in Keene. It's a convenience store. It's called Dinkby's. It's right up as you're leaving Keene. It's like the last gas station, basically, on the left as you're going out of town, northeast out of Keene. And this guy had been getting targeted. The owner of Dinkby's had been being targeted by the city of Keene, and I caught wind of it, and I happened to be coming back into town one day from Concord or whatever, and I pulled in. I'd never met this owner before, and turns out it's the father of the guy who organized the Black Lives Matter massive protest here. It's a small town, right?
Yeah.
The odds are you know somebody who knows somebody else. And so anyway, he's a businessman, and he's a very successful businessman, and he was telling me that the city of Keene had come in, their health department had come in and told him that he is no longer allowed to allow customers to serve themselves a cup from like a cup dispenser to get their own coffee.
Right.
That now they have to put the cups behind the counter. So instead of the time saver, right, of you can walk in, grab a cup, get your coffee, put your creamer or whatever it is you put in your coffee, if anything, and then you go to the checkout and you check out. That's a time saver. You don't have to go and ask some employee to say, excuse me, I need to get a small cup for the coffee over here, a large cup or whatever, and then the employee, after you've gotten to them, right, because there's probably two people standing in line in front of you, so you got to wait until you can get to the employee, then ask them for the cup, then you can go and serve yourself.
Which actually increases the number of people who are going to be in the store, too.
And it increases all kinds of things. Yeah. It increases.
A lot of these are just, like, you know, they're imaginary, you know, it's, what do they call it when you go to the airport? It's
Security theater.
Security theater, yeah.
This is safety theater.
It's a safety theater.
Right. In fact, he pointed that out. When I was having the conversation with him, he was like, oh, well, these are the same cashiers who are handling everybody's money.
Yeah.
So now you're going to say that this is somehow better? That now everyone who wants a cup of coffee has to have the same cashier who's been handling all the cash all day long touch that cup?
And it's crazy.
That's safer.
It's crazy too because these dispensers protect the lids where people will be drinking from. You know, compared to if you know the cashier has to do it,
then they hand you a lid.
They're going to hand you a lid. They're going to touch it. It's even more likely to spread, probably.
But for whatever reason, they're going around all the convenience stores and they're shoving this mandate down people's throats. And it's killing these businesses. It's making it more costly for them to do business and to just try to stay open. I forget what the reason was I even brought that story up, but it had something to do, to do with this.
It had to do with the restaurant.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
How to stand up, I think.
Well, the thing is, he ended up not standing up. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I had suggested to him that, hey, you need to get this on the record. Because they'd come in and threatened him on more than one occasion.
Yep.
Well, next time, pull a camera out.
Yeah.
And let's get it on the record, these bureaucrats coming into a business and saying this ridiculous crap to their owners, or because the owner's there a lot of the time. So even if it's not his employees who pull the camera out, he could probably step out of the office, you know, with a video camera and get these people.
And
on
you're
the
probably
record.
Not getting that with the cameras that are likely already there because
there are no
audio. Because in New Hampshire, there's wiretapping charges that they will throw at you.
And there's a different feel too, right? Like it's one thing if you like point to a camera and say you're on camera, bureaucrat. Mm. It's another if you got one in your hand,
absolutely
behind the counter. They know they're being recorded. How will they change, if at all, will they change their behavior? If they don't, then at the very least we get them on the record. We get a video that we can put out to show people what this is like, how they're handling this, what kind of threats, what kind of intimidation is going on. So I think the same thing should happen at this restaurant. But unfortunately, the restaurant just decided they were going to close down because they don't want to lose their restaurant license.
Mm.
Well, they put a sign up on the door saying, whatever happened to Live Free or Die, you lost it when you asked for the restaurant license.
It means Live Free or Die fighting.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thanks to Jake Leonard. He's a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. That means that Jake is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live more exposure, get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, bring new stations on board, bring new ears to the ideas of freedom and liberty. If that's worth $5 a month to you, then please join the AMP program. Now, Jake's doing gold, so he's paying $10. Really appreciate that. But all we ask is $5. So, you know, you can go and sign up with a debit card, credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC, and you'll get some cool perks and some benefits. There is an AMP our supporters-only chat room on our new Matrix server, so that is a new feature that I've added. You don't see it in the list because it's a private chat room. So, like, if you join the Matrix server and you just look at the list of public channels, you won't see the supporters chat room because it's private. So you'll get an invite if that's something that you want. If you're an amplifier, you can opt into that. So to get all the details on all the perks and the benefits over at amp.freetalklive.com, you can get signed up there like Jake. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a sad story of a restaurant, a family-based business, mom and pop. A little restaurant called Roslyn Homemade Ice Cream Breakfast and Lunch in Epping, New Hampshire, closed down on Sunday. The sign on the door now reads, "What happened to Live Free or Die?" And the answer to the question is, Live Free or Die didn't just die with COVID, okay? Live Free or Die died as soon as the first business owner obeyed the first government regulation, and every business owner since then obeying the subsequent government regulations.
I mean, unfortunately, I think it's sadly a lie, and I think it's always been
Live Free or Die, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's
a good theme. I mean, it's a good saying.
I like it.
It can't be a truth or a lie. It's a suggestion. It's an instruction.
Well, I think what he's saying, but when you're saying it's a lie, I think when he's saying it's a lie, he means New Hampshire is associated with this phrase,
right,
and it's not true.
The
mentality,
quote,
it doesn't exist.
The quote is, live free or die, death is not the worst of evils.
That's right.
Now, what does that mean? It was delivered by General John Stark. And he was talking in the context of the Revolution. Actually, he was talking when he was very old about what he learned during the Revolution. So when he says live free or die, he means live free or die fighting. That doesn't that doesn't imply that your freedom will be unopposed. Quite the opposite. It implies that your freedom will be opposed and that you have to stand up and fight for it and be willing to die in that fight.
Sure. But
and where are those people?
I think the problem with this is that I haven't seen anybody die yet. But who is it saying that, right? It's on every license plate. It's it's the state motto, is it not?
It is the state motto.
It's kind of hard.
Which is ironic.
Right. It's very ironic. I think that's kind of
anyone
problem.
That thinks about it for a little while is like, well, wait a minute. How are you living free if you have it on, if you have a license plate?
Right. And you don't even have the freedom to remove it from your license plate because they'll charge you with a crime.
So I get what you're saying. Not that live free or die is either true or false, but that it projects a certain mentality. It projects a certain idea, a certain, a potential of a zeitgeist that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Maybe it did at one time, 200 years ago.
I'm skeptical that it's ever existed. However,
a lot of people died fighting the British.
Sure, but that doesn't necessarily mean that after the British were gone,
they decided
that
they were
going to
live free or die. That's the advice. They took it.
Even while the British were being fought, we weren't free. Or after, thereafter. Mm-hmm. I mean, immediately afterward, they formed a new government.
Well, right, and people are fallible. They're gonna make mistakes. Maybe they thought they had a better chance with the government they were putting into place, and it wasn't a bad idea for the time, right? I mean, how many of those folks were actual voluntarists or people that are self-described anarchists or whatever? Probably not very many of them. And so I get where you're coming from, and it is a big disappointment when. I guess what I want to say about this whole situation, this business closing down, as many businesses have. Most of the businesses, however, they just closed because of the circumstances. They were just out of business. There wasn't enough business coming in. These folks sounded like they could have continued, but they're afraid of losing their restaurant license. So it's like, you want live free or die? Well, sorry, you're too late. You already asked for permission. As soon as you ask for permission, you are not living free. You are becoming obedient to the state, and you allow the state at that point to hold, your livelihood over you.
I think the message is pointing out the hypocrisy of the state.
The message of
shutting down and posting that sign
could be.
And I think that message was probably stronger than anything else they could have done. You know, even probably refusing because it just goes to demonstrate. We probably wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't for that.
Well, we would be talking about it if he refused. If he refused.
But how many other businesses have refused? There's got to be more that we haven't talked about.
The question is, how many other businesses have refused when actively threatened? Because there are some businesses who have just sort of skated by. Mm-hmm. They've been not following the arbitrary mask mandates or whatever arbitrary rules. Because, again, there's all these rules. You got to close off tables. Oh, yeah. There's certain percentages that can be open and can't be open in different counties and so on and so forth. But how many of these businesses have actually been more than just like intimidated, but a fine issued against them,
other than this.
From what I heard, the first one was the one we talked about last night, the $2,000 fine for the karaoke violations.
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, yeah, we covered the story last night. There was a bar in Hudson, New Hampshire, restaurant bar.
Okay, so this is at least the second one now.
This is the first one that's actually been issued a fine, from what I understand.
The one last night.
The one that we talked about last night.
And this one hasn't actually been issued. They were just
correct.
Going. Okay.
In this case, they called up and threatened them and said, are you doing this? He said, yes, we're doing mask-free. They said, well, if you don't stop by Monday, then we're going to come in there.
Right.
And so that's presumably when the fine would have been issued, but that's when he decided to just shut down. So the question is, how many businesses have been threatened with a fine and have stood up against it?
What happens if you don't pay the fine?
That's another good question.
I mean, do they... suspend the license, or do they throw you in jail? Or
that is the threat.
Like,
they've been threatening people with suspension of liquor permits.
How do they shut the business down?
Well, they probably will come in and change the locks on you, like they did in New Jersey to the New Jersey gym.
Huh. That would be very peculiar, because presumably it's your business, so you can go and change the locks again, right?
Yeah, like, and that's what they did in New Jersey at the Attilus Gym in, I think it was Belmar.
What at that point did they do? Because
they changed the locks again.
So
on
how
them.
Many times did that
then
happen?
Then the business took down the doors at that point, which was awesome, right?
That, like, awesome.
You're going to change the locks on us? We'll just remove the doors entirely. Right. So then they put up plywood. The city installed plywood over top of the doors. And these guys, they're like gym guys, right? Like they're hulking.
Right, right.
They come in and they like double kick the doors in. The two owners of the gym kick the, it was amazing, kick the plywood in and reopened their own gym. And there actually hasn't been an update from those guys in like most of a month.
Interesting.
So I don't know what's going on.
Do you know
on.
The name of the gym?
Attilus. Attilis.
It would be interesting to give them a call during the week and find out, like, if they're open, find out.
I think they probably are. I think we would have heard if they were arrested or something like that. In fact, they were arrested at one point.
That is super interesting, because it's New Jersey. Like, whatever New Jersey's doing, it's got to be far worse than New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, it's way worse. They've been arrested for contempt of court.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because they've gone all the way.
Right.
And they've been arrested for contempt. They got out, and that was the day. It was actually, I think, the day they got arrested, they got out. They went and they busted into their own gym again.
That's great.
So being arrested and the fact that they have kids, because a lot of business owners will be like, well, I've got kids. I don't want to, you know, or they won't take a risk.
Excuse, but yeah, I understand. Yeah.
I mean, it's a valid excuse.
Well, do you want your kids to be free?
I think it's...
what do you mean?
Well, that would be a good question for people who say, well, I've got kids, is do you want your kids to be free? You want your kids to live as slaves because you didn't have the power
to do anything.
The courage to stand up.
I think to some
up.
Degree it's circumstantial, but, you know, being arrested does not mean that you lose your kids necessarily. Maybe it's one thing if you're a single parent or something of that nature, but...
But they will use it as an excuse to take your kids. Oh, you're not a good parent. You've got a criminal record. We're going to put your kids in foster care now, where somebody will keep them in a cage and
if there was a situation
them.
Of violence, that might be the case. I'm not necessarily sure that they'll take your kids because of a speeding ticket.
They've actually taken kids, or people have lost custody battles now over the mask thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he doesn't wear a mask. He can't have custody.
Yeah.
You're not obedient enough, you'll lose your kids. So I get the concern. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And in this case, he's worried he's going to lose his business. But how long can you stay closed? I mean, maybe he owns the building.
You already lost the business.
Yeah.
How long before some government bureaucrats lose their lives? Because that's what it's going to take.
More coming up here in moments. Hour number two is next. You can take control of the airwaves. I think massive non-cooperation would be good.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.